Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. I'm Miss Paralegal, here to talk to you about a talk show on blogtalkradio.com, The Next Phase with Ice and Friends. Tune in each Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific. A full hour and a half of politics and everything that concerns your community. The comments, guests, and actions of this show has nothing to do with blogtalkradio.com or its sponsors. This commercial has been sponsored by The Next Phase with Ice and Friends.
Good evening. Welcome to The Next Phase with Ice and Friends, heard Thursday, 7 until 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 until 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and 8 until 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We always like to offer this brief disclaimer in the beginning of the show. Any comments and or opinions you hear on this show do not necessarily represent the views and or opinions of the hosts, sponsors, or Blog Talk Radio. Our brief description of the show is, this show addresses community concerns in regard to designing ways members in communities can increase their abilities to acquire more income. In addition to that, methods to address increasing political strength and impact will also be featured. Financial enhancement, increasing political strength and impact, improving possibilities for combining efforts with others who have similar interests. All of these and more poignant concerns will be approached in an entertaining format. There will be musical segments, interesting guests, as well as questions and comments from our listening audience. If you have any interest in improving situations for our youth, such as STEM and incarceration estimates for minority members of the society or any members for the society, reassessing the significance of spiritual impact, investigating the best possible means of boosting knowledge for improving your health, as well as many pertinent topics too numerous to include in this introduction, just join us as we seek truth on The Next Phase with Ice and Friends. Call us at 347-945-7040. That's 347-945-7040. Or you can email us at blakicz.1@gmail.com. Email at blakicz.1@gmail.com. We highly recommend that you consult professionals in the fields we refer to on this show. The information you hear on this show is meant to be a catalyst to encourage individuals to research topics that they find interesting.
Hey, I want to welcome you to The Next Phase with Ice and Friends. Right now, it's about 2 minutes past 7:02 p.m. here in West Texas. And I want to tell you that tonight we're going to be blessed to have some information, I mean, to have a wonderful group of people from the let me make sure I get this right, from Nip's Poetic Nook on Blog Talk Radio, and some of the most wonderful poets that I've had a chance to meet since I've been online since 2002. And right after I do this thing, a little bit of political stuff initially, then I'm going to open up the floor for Nip Chocolate Nips and Nip's Nook. And those artists are Kismet, Poetic Soul, Chocolate Nips, Neil Buck, and whomever other artists that there are that may be want to be featured tonight. We're so happy to have them and really humbled and greatly appreciate them even consenting to provide us with some of their talented work. And I want to get back with them right after I do this brief little foray into political commentary from my side. You know how my show rolls. It's generally a little bit about politics, but I'm always interested in things that would help our community. And since I've had an opportunity to be associated with the Nip's Nook, the Poetic Nook, I've had a chance to be exposed to some wonderful talent and people who encouraged me to even do some poetry and prose and spoken word. And I was surprised at how cathartic it was. It helped to actually provide me a new vehicle to express myself and to get some of the thoughts that I had all tangled up and jumbled up in my mind, put them down on paper and put them out there with encouragement and appreciation and no criticism. And I really appreciate them for doing that for me. And so I'm going to get with them just in a second. I want to go through this. It takes me about probably 10, 15, maybe 10 minutes or less. This happens to be my comment on Bernie Sanders. A lot of people think that Bernie Sanders, I believe he's a senator from Vermont and claims to be an independent. Very critical of the President Obama at different times. Although he agrees generally with his politics, Mr. Bernie Sanders has some problem with President Obama and the way he supports some of the issues that quote-unquote progressives and Democrats have. Anyway, a comment to Mr. Sanders. I'm just about tired of Bernie Sanders always saying the president needs to do this or that and blaming the president for every ill that exists in public service. And never one time have I ever heard Bernie Sanders say that the Republicans, the obstructionists they are, need to be voted out. Come on, Bernie. You're great at criticizing President Obama and saying he needs to show more aggression, but you can never bring yourself to say vote out the Republicans. How much aggression do you exhibit, Mr. Sanders? And that's my comment on Bernie Sanders and all he has to say about President Obama. And I can assure you that, generally speaking, the poetry that's going to be presented to you and spoken word is not going to be revolving necessarily around politics. But this is just my little stick, so I'll do it and get out of their way. My next little commentary is concerning the Republican Party. And I hope you all know that I'm a Democrat, period, not a progressive, not a liberal, just plain old Democrat, and 100% supporter of President Obama. Anyway, this is a title, Can You Love a Newt? Newt Gingrich is who it's referring to. I had a chance to watch Newt Gingrich a couple weeks ago on Meet the Press. Not only was the interview extremely revealing from my perspective, it was extremely bizarre. Then there were the gropers, who they called media analysts. I call them gropers because they were groping for accolades to heap on Newtster. They struggled to find enough praise to hurl toward him. This freak, this freak named Mark Halperin looked so damn serious as he complimented on the growth Newt had made in his career as a politician. Halper did all he could to defend the white male aspects of the Newtster. He spoke of Newt's introspection, Newt's academic accomplishment, Newt's appeal to the white conservative electorate. When they run against this president, there is always the underlying implication of color. Then, as predictable, the conversation turned immediately toward President Obama's unelectability. Halperin contributed that the president's inability to compete in the red states would have a great impact on his reelection, on his reelection chances. The corporate media has placed all its eggs for the 2012 presidential election against President Obama in one basket. How much they can accentuate his negatives. In addition, trust me, they are committed to doing all they can to defeat the president, this president. My assessment of their motivations is that they have many vested interests in this election. Most surrounding the indoctrination they have from generations of white supremacy model. I can never again trust corporate media since I began to notice they hardly have any diversity among the white analysts. All or most of their analysts have a unilateral perspective in which to analyze, the white perspective. White women, white boys, and all these white people have one objective primarily, and that is to defend the white perspective. They have no other vantage point. They have to defend their intellectual foundation, raised by other white people with white skin in a white-friendly environment, never able to take a critical introspective assessment of themselves. What allows any other individual to have access to corporate media is simply to concur with a white male friendly conclusions. Excuse me. Just recently, I saw something that gave me an abundance of pause. There was something so disturbing it almost seemed realistic. It seemed too realistic to believe. Two people who have pimped the Republican Party shamelessly for at least 6 years, Sarah Palin and more recently Donald Trump, who is the perpetuator of all perpetuators in regard to the birth of hysteria. Maybe Sarah Palin is a tiny bit hysterical when it comes to answering legitimate questions from media sources other than right-wing media. Maybe that's where Palin's presidential candidacy confidence begins to falter. She realizes that she is not competent to fully address significant issues that are tremendously important regarding national and international affairs. Maybe she tries to utilize her gender to escape the questions that would surely reveal her weaknesses in not only historical but also contemporary subjects. How could one expect a leader to conceal themselves from legitimate probing questions regarding world affairs? But by not receiving those answers, we would be deprived of information necessary in making proper assessments of Ms. Palin's governing mentality, which would be a travesty in these pressing times. Okay, if we allege Ms. Palin hides behind gender to duck challenging questions, what's the excuse from the rest of the Republicans? Republican candidates. Could it also be gender? Or could it possibly be another problem, perhaps protectionism? My observation has been that no Republican candidate had anything more than an extreme criticism of President Obama as a strategy to resolving the monumental issues that challenge us on a daily basis. That may be sad, but it seems very true. Is it not interesting that 43 prior presidents were in office before these crises occurred, and the one president elected who was denied as a black American has been saddled with all the blame? The corporate media does this so casually without losing a beat. They have rehearsed their prejudice for so long, it is second nature to attack with total preparation the accomplishments of a president who is defined as a black American. I've observed that Republicans are a group that invests tremendous and copious amounts of energy and technology. They seek technical advantage to utilize in ploys such as abortion, class warfare in the forms of immigration issues to do with cutting services for the most vulnerable among us, including children, women, and the elderly, also students and those individuals who have chronic and even potentially terminal health issues. They sought to destroy those who oppose them by attacking educators and educational resources, organized citizen groups as well, commonly referred to as unions, legally established groups of people who, in order to defend themselves against what they determined as government excesses, that placed them in precarious situations, as evidenced in Wisconsin. They would find common ground and use nonviolent measures as a way to protest many decisions that threatened their middle-class existence. Interestingly enough, when I mention middle-class existence, that includes families who are losing their transportation, shelter, insurance, and many families also their sustenance. Literally, food banks are stretched, and millionaire individuals, as well as corporations, refuse to lend any assistance by minuscule increases in tax rates. How many millions and billions does it take to feel accomplished? Or are they addicted to their financial positions, like addicts craving and fiending to keep their multimillion-dollar annual incomes, even at the potential demise of the majority of the citizens of America? The very citizens who give their lives in wars while the wealthy children stay at home and collect their dividend payments and enjoy the luxuries of their trust funds. Eureka. I've come to a solution of all the problems of the United States. Yes, I have the absolute answer for correcting all the problems we have encountered and you will not believe how simple the solution is. Here it is. Vote the obstructionist Republicans out of office in November, period. That simple. Republicans are all about drama. They like to use fear as a legitimate political strategy, but they never have any solutions that are workable. 525 voting members of Congress, 100 voting members in the Senate, 435 in the House of Representatives, and they want one man, the president, to solve their problems. Just why were they even elected? Why does Boehner always call out the president to address any issue? Where was Boehner when the deficit was being run up under President Bush? He was an elected member of the House of Representatives and was quiet as a mouse. 8 years later, Mr. Boehner has found his mousticles, and he is squeaking incessantly, he and the rest of his rodent friends. All I can say is that Republicans make people feel very nervous. And while I'm ranting, what's with the stock market? If the market was climbing, these corporate heads would be clamoring for bonuses. It's not the stock market that's underperforming. It's the corporate heads that are underperforming. I guess the corporate heads will next be blaming President Obama for their problems. What do they want him to do? Take over their companies and start them to performing again? Anyway, that's just a little bit of what I have to say about politics tonight. And with that, let me take a brief intermission, and I will be right back with Ms. Chocolate Nips and Nips Nook. Let me make sure I get that right. I always get things wrong. Nips Poetic Nook on Pal Talk, and we'll be right back with Ms. Nips right after this brief break. We'll be right back.
Uncle Quincy, they gon' dig it.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
I like
to work any time of your life.
It's the king. Everything on me, it is.
Champagne and all.
You like that brown? We got that Remy coming around.
Dance floor, oh, ayo, and I make a
You're listening to The Next Phase with Black Ice and Friends. This is Chocolate Nips, host of Nips Poetic Nook on PowerTalk.com.
Hey, I want to thank y'all for listening in tonight. We have a very special treat. We have from the Nips Poetic Nook. We have in the room, let me pull it up and see who's in that room. We have Miss Chocolate Nips, the owner. We have Miss Gizmet, Mr. Poetic Soul, Mr. Neil Buck, Miss Onyx Rose, Mr. Bedroom Bully, and Miss Ski Wee, 1908. And I got two people on the line right now, 404 area code and 336 area code. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. 404 is Poetic Soul.
Hey, Poetic, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Sis, is that you, Miss Chocolate Nips? 336. Hey, Poetic, you are you ready, bro? Or you want to do your thing or what? I didn't get to download your stuff, but I will, and I'll put it in the archive, put it in my file, and hopefully, prayerfully, we'll do this again if that's okay with you. You guys.
I was gonna let Nip say her little spiel, you know, before. We did.
That's no problem, man. I think I could put on, I don't know, I know I have at least room for five. If anybody, I got two on, and if y'all three more want to call, that's fine. And y'all can do it however you want to do it. You can be the host, whatever. And I just, hey, you know, because I know nothing about poetry. Y'all know that. So.
Yeah, I do want to say something before we get started.
Oh, thanks. Go ahead.
I know you have a political platform on your is showing everything, and I just want to point out that art and artists, and most definitely poets, have a place in that discussion whenever it's held. And I wish more poets would share their thoughts with the world about what they feel about what's going on in society. We need that. We just lost. I would dare say our last remaining political satirist in Gil Scott-Heron. We lost him last week, and his work was timely. It was timeless.
Absolutely.
And it was very poignant.
Absolutely.
All of his political work. Maybe we can do a show about Brother Gil at some point. But
absolutely.
I just wish that more poets would try not to entertain people so much and deal with the issues that are going on in society. So I just wanted to put that out there because I really think it needs to happen.
You know, I really believe, and you know, when you say poets, brother, a Poetic Soul. You know, when you think about it with the brothers and sisters that do the rap in the groups, you know, the Last Poets back in the day, and you
mm-hmm.
know, Gil and well, even Brother Brown and Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, you know, the whole
right.
gig, you know, I mean, poetry has been in the forefront. It may not have been formally accentuated, formally suggested as being poetry, but it has had an ability to provide a tremendous amount of progress, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you go back to the
it was social commentary.
Absolutely.
And you know, they wasn't trying to entertain people back in the 50s and 60s. They were dealing with... They became political satirists because of their living conditions, and they wanted to speak out about it. They wasn't trying to impress anybody. It was all about what was going on in their communities and in the country, and they were bold and brave enough to put it out there. So I just wish there were more that were willing to talk about the things that are going on,
right?
Politically, socially, in their with their religion, with their community, with anything that's going on in their life, because it's my opinion that everyone in one way or fashion or another is a poet in its own right. And if you know, I always hear people say, no, I can't write poetry. I don't know what that is. Listen, if you had something going on at work today that really got on your nerve,
right,
sit down and write about it, and I guarantee you will have some poetry.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah, but I just wanted to get that out there.
Nah, hey,
for your listeners.
You know what? Let me say, it's you. I got 270. You here? Area code 270. I don't know who that is, and I don't think is 336. Are you here, Chocolate? Well,
I don't know if she.
I see her. She's on mic, but her hand's not up. Your hand's up. You press one, right?
Yeah.
That's what, yeah.
Oh,
so
you know what? My mic was muted. I'm sorry.
Lord have mercy.
Who is that, 270?
That's 336. That's Chocolate Nip.
Hey, man, how you doing?
You know I'm going to be Nip no matter what.
Well, you know you're on live. And Poetic was, you know, that's one of the reasons that, see, people don't understand that I really feel a strong integration between politics and poetry, especially in my culture. I mean, you know, this is for real. This is the real deal. And regardless to whether it's addressed at political situations or addressed at how we relieve, you know, the stresses and whatever. And I wanted y'all to share, you know, your poetry, because there are people who really, you know, are suffering out there, in my opinion, for whatever reasons. And they need that escape. I mean, they to me, I would say, I would want to offer it, and if someone needs it, then they can take advantage of it, you know, because I really so much appreciate what y'all do. I can come in there and get lost. I come in y'all's room, and of course, there are some other poets on here, the Poetess, and there is another one, a friend of mine, and we follow each other on here and stuff, you know, but I let me tell you again, I seriously appreciate what y'all do, and I am so very grateful and humble to have you be a part of what I do here. And I, you know, y'all are welcome every time and any time to be here. So don't ever feel any hesitation about calling in if you choose to or whatever. And it's not about the promotion. I don't do a lot of promotion, and but I really appreciate what y'all do. So I'm going to shut up, Chocolate. You, Poetic, and this 270, I don't know who that is. 270,
that
area code.
That's
who? Is that Ski? Is that you? She ain't saying nothing, right?
She must be muted, too.
Oh, okay. But anyway, I'm going to turn it over to y'all, and I'm here in the background, and if there's anything you want me to do, just tell me. Otherwise, if y'all want to announce your pieces, And any of the rest, anybody? Oh, there's somebody else to call. 305. There you go. 305.
Here.
Who is that? Bedroom.
Yeah, that's bedroom.
Bedroom, is that you?
Hey, all right. Yeah, y'all on, and y'all do it. Poetic, Chalk, whichever, whoever wants to do your thing. I'm going to shut up and get quiet if y'all don't mind, and don't think I'm being negligent. But
okay.
It's on y'all. Do your thing. However y'all want to do it. Okay.
All right.
Thank y'all. I appreciate you. Really, I do.
Well, this is Chocolate Nips, and I am the CEO of Nips Poetic Nooks, but all of us make up the nooks, so it's a big melting pot of kindred. We love each other. We get down how we get down, and we just act like grown folks, and that's all that matters, and we do our poetry. To everybody in the room, Miss Kismet, thank you for holding it down. She's a friend of the family. Yeah, I don't like talking on the mic, so okay. I'm going to do this piece, and then I'm going to let Poetic and Bully do their thing. I must be free. It's a conspiracy, false accusation, an insurrection that happened 30 years ago. Time saved. Let me be. Set me free. I walked away from your jail alive and proud, proud for the one simple accomplishment of leaving you. No longer will I be a punching bag for your insecurities. I know from the feel of your boot, the flap of your hand, the blunt objects that continually hit into my body and ripped open my flesh, that there has got to be a rebellion for me to survive. No more black eyes, broken bones, no more stabbings or beatings. Move on, ladies, especially you guys who hide behind the fact that men are never abused. It's time to take a stand. Let me be, set me free. I must be free. Poetic, it's on you.
It was nice, Nils. I want to switch up directions here and get a little bit political. It's a new piece I wrote. I also sent you this audio too. I'll read it live here. You can play it whenever you want to on the show.
I will.
It's called
Hey,
The Poetic, Idea.
Let me say one more. Let me drop one right quick. 647, you're on the line. I don't know who that is, but I got you on. And anybody else who wants to call 347-945-704. And Poetic, it's you, man. I'm gone.
Okay, thanks. The name of this poem is called The Idea. And now that we have arrived, now that we have followed you at your every move, every attempt to escape the obvious, that you can run, but your legs be too weak to stand on your own two feet. And no suburb is safe from our gaze. Now that we have tolerated the 500-plus-year reign of slavery's insaneness, listen to the pundits screaming span to a diminishing populace. Now that your flag is starting to look like our flag, too, let us wave it in every hood, every barrio, every ghetto, every corner where the brothers rap about what we gonna do, when we gonna do, what we gonna do. And now that the love topic is on the table, let us all eat in divine honesty, and not just me. Let's have that threesome you always dreamed about, you, me, and God should attend too. Now that Jim and Jane Crow has discovered that they are sterile and can no longer produce the hate that hate made, then let us show you exactly how to love somebody else besides yourself. And now that we have come this far, let's get rid of this nigger you seem to need so badly to validate yourself, that Sambo, that Coon, that Negro that your evidence can't seem to produce. Now that we are here, let us close the door in the face of denial and set a few things straight. One of them being, there never was any niggers in God's creation in the first place. But you don't know who that is, do you? Well, one day I will sit down and explain it to you. Now that we have indeed arrived, make it plain like Jane said, now that the Queen's armada of belly swells ships sail no more, allow us to fill her guts with the semen of truth. Bundle her sagging bosom slow like winter molasses with fingers left chafed and broken from servitude. And kiss her lips, not with our own. Instead, let her swallow what remains from our genitals once enslaved veins. Now that our voices have been unshackled, hear me out. We are your tired, but not your poor. We are your building blocks, your inventions, your cure. We are the stench that you say you smell when you inhale our beauty. We are the mammy's tits that once breastfed your seed. Fill them with right knowledge that will slowly creep into their souls. We are the plows, we are the hoes, the harvesting hands that provided you feed. And now that we are here, now that we have finally woken up from our own disastrous sleep, and now that we have parted your thighs asymmetrically between your red, your white, and your blue, and penetrated you to the core, the souls of the fallen, all of them will come inside you deeply. vibrate the G-spot of your fallacy, hit the walls of your tragedy, and make you come even harder at the memory of our struggle. Fondle your empty and spent nipples slowly and invigorate the nerve of you, and kiss your lips, not with my own, but with the stroking of the shaft of your own guilty consciousness. We will rock you, and your insane world will never be the same. Peace.
All right.
That's great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was cool in the game.
Yeah, for real. And let me tell y'all, this is going to be on archive tomorrow. Brother Alpha, thanks for coming into the chat room. And if y'all, somebody would come into the chat room, I think I could send you the link to get in there if you want to, and you can put it in the room.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, but I'm gonna drop it in the room. I may not be able to drop it in the room. I can drop it to Nips and she can put it in the room. But
mm-hmm.
Bully, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Like I said, it'll be on archive. And let me see, somebody. Oh, Neo Buck was 647.
Yeah, that's
Neo
647. He don't know his area code.
I'm done. I'm quiet.
Oh, my goodness. Willie, you still here? Oh, that's Ski Week.
Hey, Ski. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Glad to see you. Glad to hear you. Don't start.
Oh. I'm going to be quiet. Good evening, everyone. I will quickly. You said political, and you know sometimes I kind of go way out on the hill.
Oh, you don't have to. Anything
no,
you want to
no,
do
no.
is fine.
But I found something in the archives, and here we go. Called freedom. The stillness, no sound, and echoes reverberated mountain stillness, no rippling waves of ocean. Stillness. Stillness breathed life, and from the clay and the freshness, from the creator of all things, us, me, you, together, harmony clapped and rejoiced. Liberation. Liberation, opinions, and open thoughts paved ways, crossed roads, etched directional paths, open for you and I to freely partake and live. Whitey crept in, shut down, and stole history and dreams, yet kings and queens free to rule and reign, brainwashed and enslaved, found home on foreign land, yet freedom came on the blood of the great, on the great to the fourth power, grandfather's head, and he died. From the whips and the scalding water of kettles he created, never seeing yet believing that we would be free to live and breathe freedom. Freedom bled for me, and freedom cried for me, and freedom rejoiced for me, and freedom died for me, and freedom stood the test, unimaginable to me, and freedom resurrected in the freedom pursuit of happiness from a distant land and humble peace. Freedom said I was free to expel the thoughts of my heart without fear. Freedom bled on the tree and freedom set captives free. For freedom claimed the life of me from shackles to mansions, from tobacco fields nestled deep in the woods of good old Rocky Top and old smoke pipes, from the bluegrass of Kentucky. I came, I saw, I conquer every day, for freedom baptized me and eternally set me free. I am freedom, and freedom is me. From ancestors' blood and pappy's hands, mammy said, live, child, and take advantage of this land. Make something of yourself, taught to read and write the language of the universal tribes. I am free, and free is me, set free this Hebrew, this child of the Most High God. I am free. For this life, no other can walk and work out but me. Freedom is me. I embrace the freedom of choice, the freedom of life. Freedom, free is me, and now I live freely within freedom.
Oh, that was beautiful.
All right.
Thank you so much, Ski Wee. That was Ski, right?
You got the kinks off on that one, boy.
That was great. I'm just giving my props, y'all. I'm back quiet.
All right, who's up next? Who's up next? Willie, you still here? Neo, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just trying to avoid getting up to read.
I was talking up
in the background. I'm going to let Skiwi do the whole thing.
Go ahead, do your thing.
I was going to chill for real. I'm actually breaking open the oldest poems that I ever had. Things I haven't read in a long, long time. So let's see if I can still read it. This one is called Contemplations of Time. It gets easier as time passes, as the pages of the calendar flip, as the hourglass turns upside to right side many times over. Time to accept that there is nothing new under the sun. What I'm about to think and say has already been thought of, said and done. How I chose today to be the day I finally wake up and realize I'm not here by choice. Every day I see is a gift sometimes wasted on selfish tragedy, wondering why I'm not where I wanted to be and said I'd, sorry, why I'm not where I wanted to be when I said I'd get there. Cries in the dark over spilled milk of the floors of who gives a damn. In this world, I'm alone. Though people trick themselves into thinking differently, when death comes, it only knows one name at a time in the dust storm of sand, and the beaches move one grain at a time. Yes, as the page of the calendar flips, as the hourglass turns upside to the right side many times over, realizations settle in. We all have sets of issues to cry and moan about in prayer, just hoping to close those eyes and wake up and see it all gone, never having to deal with it and expecting God to do the dirty work and save us from this gift of life. I have a permanent internal question of what's the point of life, love, sex, rewards, and education, and family, and hopes, dreams, and regrets if you didn't suffer for. I mean, where's the point of anything worthwhile if you didn't shed a tear, or bore a nightmare, or ran a mile for? If you didn't go through the journey, how would you know when you were truly there? As the pages and calendar flips, as the hourglass turns upside to the right side many times over, and reality comes to calm questions, leading me to the rivers of acceptance which are forcing me to drink. If I'm not happy where I'm at right now, how can I be ready to express for happiness itself? Too scared of the dark to close my eyes and contemplate what it takes to wake up from this dream. Unreal how much time I wasted and I didn't inhale the natural resources I've taken and let go, but I didn't inhale. I no longer find preservatives in the childish things amazing, but I didn't inhale. I owe it to myself to succeed for love, lust, and greed, and remain to be seen, but I didn't inhale. I'm just tired of asking for too much and not being able to afford the gifts of life that see through, no hidden stipulations or late reservations. The last resort is just to live without wishing. Well, why wish when you can have what you've been wishing for? As the pages of the calendar flips, the hourglass turns up to the side and down many times over. Contemplation
of time.
Was that it?
Go ahead, Billy. That was all right there.
That was tight, bro. That was tight.
Billy is like our resident exotic writer, and I love to see him come out of his box. See, that's what I'm talking about. We are very creative in the nook. We got producers, poetic soul, Kiwi, D'Artagnan. It's happening in the nook. And we have a lot of fun. You will laugh and hurt yourself in the nook. So come on out. Neo, did you get back on the line? Neo,
I'm looking. If he'll put his area code in there, I still look for it.
That was the 647.
Oh, is he 6'4"?
Yeah, that's press 1, Neo.
Oh, press 1, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's my special baby.
I'm quiet.
That's my special baby. Are you here? Can you hear him, Ice?
No, I don't hear him yet.
We're lagging in the room, so it's
okay.
At the message.
Is Kiwi still here?
Kiwi, you still on the line? Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and do this piece while somebody else
come
on the line. Boo, do you have another one?
Am I live?
Yes, I do. I'll wait for you though.
Go ahead.
No, I'm waiting on you. Ladies first all day.
Purple Heart. A family's child broken down to a fraction. His or her own reward, a purple heart. Loss of life, loss of limb. Loss of husband, loss of a wife. Only reward, a purple heart. Empty promises from our own. Friendly fire, so they were told. To the parents, to the children, only thing given, a flag and a purple heart. All right, Neil, it's your mind.
Oh, thank you, Doc.
Go ahead.
That's me?
Yes.
Why the truth hurts? Why is it since birth that we the man was told that I ain't shit, that I can't be shit, just like my father and then some and so on? Why is it since birth when I discovered my nudity and that girls were different, some full of sugar and spice and everything nice? From what lies were beneath the truth since my youth before understanding certain things that I had to be twice as good as any phenomenon? Also, I wasn't even a human being. Why is it since birth that we the man was said to be the black eye of the history of this country? Or at least that's how it was taught to me. To the point where the black woman can't even understand me. They're too busy in the heat trying to find what makes them happy. And the penis and the womb no longer see eye to eye, one now creating life without the other. But now they cut our manhood off when a man messes up for the masses before the time we could speak, and cowards lied and said we had tails, so the forbidden fruits wouldn't associate black and beautiful. But we were African then. But now we are lost amongst stereotypes and hatred. Sometimes in its milder form of envy has a lot to do with green. I'm guilty of reflecting what's thrown at me, so when people look at me and yell that word, and I wear that word as armor, pretending I don't give a damn no matter what. I got ammo for them all, shots at me till there's no more soul left. So chip away I must at the crooked ways I'm born into. Hoping one day I can earn the chance to do something with this last name, descendant of a slave, which is my hand-me-down of a past I'm lost in, with crooked shoes and shallow roots, trying to maintain foundations to be built on for tomorrow. The selfishness for today had to end. So each day a decision to lust for less and not chase after regrets glorified in propaganda, and I'm told it's my right to demand for better. Hell, I voted for shadows on disposable paper in Florida. No one to show me the way I should be thinking, because I confide in my alcohol, my breath is stinking, but at least now I can speak without the fear of being asked to shut the hell up. I'm guilty of investing the quality time my dimes earned in places I don't need to be. So then I start my defense of where my father's nation is, truly. I mean, I could sit here and scream at the world from the mountaintops and proclaim that a man is lost, but silence would be the only answer until unity is the only choice for the miseducated, the underrepresented, the multicultural, the purity-tainted souls, fear-ridden, waiting for the short breath of the next lunatic to push that button.
Go ahead.
For others like me to act right, whatever that means, but it's not so shit goes wrong as when the world decides to take a look at we, the man lost since birth, then wanting to know about my family and where I came from, interview my mother and ask how her son grew so messed up. It's not to her child's life. Self-destruct is when society takes a look at the interests of the new animal exhibit in the system Museum of Freaks, wondering why is it since birth sometimes we the man never recognizes someone's truth until that truth hurts. See, my mom used to say that what we don't see, we'll definitely feel. And I recognize that now, Mom. But it's just too late for me. Why the truth hurts.
Yeah, I'm so proud of that dude right there. That's all right, Bully. Oh my goodness. Bully is hitting hard. Oh my God.
I think you need to check your mic to see if it's melted, because Bully might have shut it down.
He put it down.
Every once in a while, I try. Is that what y'all call
spit? We know what Bully do. We know how Bully act and everything. To hear this right here, this is a moment. This is a proud moment. Bully is on fire. Wow.
That was nice. Man, that was tight.
That is bedroom Bully you all putting it down.
That's awesome.
That was a short one. That we did, we do these weekly challenges in the Nook.
Right.
And Nips will will post a few words and challenge us to write to them. And this one is a challenge we had called The Color Purple. I think everybody expects it to turn out one way, but mine is taking a different twist. So this is The Color Purple. So what passes off as cool has been outed. The real deal is that its colors, faded by winter's gaze, have joined forces with midnight. On another topic, something is calling me home. I can't hear it. Can you? Tick, tick, tick. Goes the clock in your head. Something has set it off and it's ready to explode. The old folks where you stayed said it would happen, but you didn't listen and they stopped talking. What passes off as cool has been outed and all of your elders are dead. The real deal is they just stripped it off into another dimension. On and on and on. And on the topic, something is wondering why you never answered their call home. I heard it, so don't tell me you didn't. I could smell the clothes hanging on the line and blowing in the breeze. Yesterday seemed not so far away. Yesterday, when spring was fading by winter's gaze, joined forces with midnight and the skies. And the skies, and turn blue skies to purple. Thank you.
All right.
Can I throw one in there, y'all? Y'all, let me throw my little poem that I wrote up in there.
Go ahead, brother.
You remember that challenge that Nips had that was forbidden fruit?
Yeah.
The other day. All right, here goes my poem, y'all. Forbidden fruit, how forbidden are you? It's okay to ask you, right? I'm not nosy, just interested. And I know just through observation that you've been tested, fruit, inspected, but definitely not rejected. Pardon my stare, not meaning to be rude, just that. Well, from this distance, I can't realize your sweetness. Tart, maybe savory. Of course, I'm just guessing, but I really would like to know. Would you share your sweetness with me? But that's right. Is it sweet, tart, savory? Wow, so confused. Trying to work up the nerves to take this conversation from the vastness of my mind to the depths of your consideration. If I don't, I will never know whether you are fruit forbidden. Forbidden fruit. Done it, y'all.
Okay, all right. Yes.
I'm back quiet.
That's what I'm talking about.
See what y'all did to me.
We gonna corrupt you sooner or later.
Got me corrupted.
He gonna be a part of. He gonna be a nookle. He's gonna have a nook suit.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? I was thinking just in the nook of time, right?
Yeah. I just want everybody to know we're over here in this nook. We're in the room, and we're having a good time. We're on Power Talk, you know, just throw that in. If you're a poet, do you just love poetry, you come on in, do your thing. If you do music, we throw that in, too. On Tuesdays, like Poetic said, we have raw poetry, just poet to mic, no recordings or anything like that, and we have a good time working with that. And the challenge is off the hook. We really have some good stuff. So just come out and enjoy with us. We have a good time. Who's up next? That's
right.
Go ahead. You here, Neil. Go ahead.
All right, cool. All right. I wasn't sure if I was in the room or not.
You right here.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Here I go. Can I treat you to a treat? And let me tongue tickle your belly. Can you stand my licky, licky lapping so your whole body wiggles like jelly? I'll find my way around just fine. Slowly dragging my tongue like feet. I'll lick you until it blows your mind. But maybe you're the one I want to eat. And maybe this is just an appetizer. A simple way to see if you're hungry. A subtle way for me to taste you. A te- terrible ways until you want me. Can I snack you a little snack? Just a little nibble here, a little munching there, until your nerve endings are all on fire and you feel like you're going to break the back of your chair from trying to find the right response to answer the statement my tongue is making. Your mind is so fried, your body's a mess, and you cannot stop the pleasure that your body is taking. But though I might not know the proper word to say, I do know that I would love to give you this treat. Let me tongue tickle your delicious belly, baby, and then maybe later on I have something good to eat.
Hey, see.
Neo, since you're on the mic, you want to go ahead and do another one because you will get lost real quick.
I know. It's a shame, isn't it? Okay, I'll do another one. It must be all the distance in between us, but, you know, we're still connected no matter what.
Yeah, okay, all right.
All right. So happy was I to see you. Way too happy to let it be known. My eyes almost watered. My guts almost burst. And if I didn't keep my lips shut, you would have heard me moan. Like medicine to my eyes you were. I had fallen down, and your smile was mouth to mouth. But I couldn't stop myself from smiling, too. Now, this is what loving real friends is all about. The allure you possess is palpable. The secret you keep, barely discernible. You carry yourself like you could carry me, and I'm about to blow up like Chernobyl. Take me in with your two eyes, and that's when I put on my disguise, the neutral face that separates me from the other guys, because your beauty makes the stupid of even the super wise. You exude your inner burning heat, like the whole round world is freezing cold, and you look so good, fit enough to eat, if I can say this without being too bold. You know exactly who you are, and I'm not the one to dispute that fact. My merely seeing you is loving you, and denying that fact is a Herculean act. So I'm loving you with all of me. Against your charms, I have no defenses. I'm loving you, and I am drowning in the reception you provide to all of my senses. I'm working hard to get 1,000 words out of this one mental picture I have of you. You are such an overload of sensations. I might have to upgrade to another 1,000 or two. Because there needs to be two of me to handle your double overload. And if you get the joke I just made, we can be more than just friends until we grow old.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you, Neo. Thank you.
Wow, that was Neo Buck.
Yes, it was. Neo Buck.
Goodness.
Go ahead, Skiwi.
Well, you know, look, you know, I love everyone, and, you know, I love doing poetry, but I'm working, and Southwest is not having me here with Black Ice, and next thing you know, they'll be saying that plane didn't land because Skiwi was on Black Ice, the show, and had nothing
to do with
me. I'm supposed to be
say
working.
Say the drama for the nook.
Too damn poetic. Wake up, America. This is one actually I did when Bush was still in office, so this is kind of old. Wake up, America. I fell into deep meditation, reflecting over the day, the times we live, and the place we stand. Salute and pledge allegiance of America. America, the beautiful, my country, tis of thee. Old say, can you see the land of the free, the home of the brave, yet through endless tax dollars our elected leaders speak in declarations of serenity, yet to be seen, while soldiers who signed on the dotted line of Uncle Sam continue to move from life to everlasting through car bombs and massive explosions, yet already warned these things would be seen. Yet the struggle of this country as a nation continues to dismantle while the attempt to liberate that which we have no power. Yet on the soil that our leader rests his eyes, that of the White House, I know I know it stands right in the District of Columbia, again, on the soil that we call America, yet in Louisiana, families still without homes. And yes, through the lack of knowledge, dissolve the funds gained through FEMA for careless materialistic consumption, yet through acts of God, we see the floods are raging havoc on the plain of the free, yet through hours of endless debate over the burning of a flag, still makes the daily news, yet we are free people with children who suffer the bombshell of NP, negligent parents, still wonder if love exists in the heart of man, while they see celebrities speaking of dreams that are attainable, yet sending funds for continual foundations in the historic motherland. Yet our own epidemic of misery knocks loudly at the door. Civil rights taught that we are equal, and through equality and maximizing dreams, the light of the generation has grown dim. Yet we live to stand proud of the days of old, while we watch helplessly as the time in which we live slips away from the grasp of the free. Wake up, Mr. President. The job is through. Sodom is caught. The oil in the land will never dry up. From the Christian platform that you speak, know the land is holy, and your hands will not be able to capitalize on the gain that matchless, never-ending flow. Wake up, America. The time is now. Take back the power of endless possibilities. Wake up, America. Evoke the days of old when people mattered and we were down for the cause of another, rising to the occasion of our neighbor and challenge the decisions of administration to be heard nonviolently with marches and petitions, voting power to cause concern for unwanted leaders. Wake up, America. Okay, I'm going to work.
Oh, that is great. Thank you. Thank
all
you,
right,
Ms.
All
Kiwi.
Right.
Ms. Kiwi.
Go ahead, Kiwi.
Do your thing. Well, do you have another one? Where we at on time, Ice?
You know what? I'm telling you, we can go till whatever. It's 3 minutes past 8:03. This is the Nip's Poetic Nook hour, and man, I am so grateful and appreciative to you guys. You just really don't know. Poetic Souls in there, Chocolate Nips is in there, Kismet just left, Neo Buck, Miss Kiwi, I think just did that last thing, and Bedroom Bully, thanks, appreciate it. Miss Onyx Rose, I see you in the room, and Miss Tenacious Ticey, thank you, and appreciate y'all, really do, and I'm off this mic, I'm listening.
All right.
Okay, since we're kind of on a serious topic, this is an old poem, a poem I used to read back in the Poetry in Black 2 days. This is called Love Affair. I gotta love Jones for her hard body. Yes, I said her hard body, for her edginess, her hard-bodied slickness, her white skin waiting for my lighter's heat. People in the neighborhood don't understand. See, we love each other so much. When she is away, I look high and low for her, walk day and night to find her. They call me names, look at me in shame, and when I'm not around, talk about me like I'm a lame. But all the same, I love her. The way she kisses my burnt lips, soothe the tips, and the way she fills me with her essence is so pleasant to me. Her fire and her desire can't get no higher. I take a toke, then I might choke. Okay, that's my baby, and she loves me, calls me daddy. When she is not around, she cries for me, calls my name in my sleep, makes me get from underneath these sheets. I call her crack. Peace.
All right.
Oh, man, that was deep. Congratulations. That was great.
Thank you.
That was great. That was Poetic Soul, right?
That was Poetic Soul.
That was great. God, dog it.
Yo, Buck, are you coming back to the mic?
Hey, I'm ready now.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I can't be sure if you can hear me or not, because I can hear y'all, but you know how it is.
Okay, got you.
All right. I can't even call myself an offering, as all I am is hers to take. But the more we learn, we are more for free, and there is the space for us, more love to make. And I can't say she hadn't seen me before. What is reality except what we make of it? Who knows if I'm not a dream that she had, so deep inside her heart, unable to even half speak of it. Until the very moment that she blinked, and there I was, all newly formed in her world, standing, then walking, almost as floating or flying, and all of my color like a brand new flag just unfurled. And I cannot say that I hadn't been searching for her, for the force with which her presence struck me was truly blinding. And now that our eyes have met in a lock most synchronized, the thoughts in our minds flow in a manner most binding. And we are as ideas as wind, always in transit, ever fluid, always moving, wherever our moods may shift us. We are also fire and iron and smoky mist. We are pure as elementals, and we travel on the ideas that lift us. So what can I say if creation is ongoing? As she so inspires me, so too I throb and reach and stretch. I search to connect with what is empty and grasping without me, because only then will I be made more than I am now into what I am willed to become next.
Oh, man, that was tight, tight, tight.
Okay, all right.
That was Neo?
That was Neo Buck.
Hey, congrats, man. That was first time. I hadn't heard you before tonight.
I've been around.
He was for a while, so he's back in the nook.
I like
it. Yeah,
yeah. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your appreciation.
I appreciate the appreciation. All right. Billy, are you still here?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
Okay. This one is called Thank You. Thank you. You hear that, girl? I thank you. Thank you for the love to knock the forbidden doors. Maybe listen sometimes. Sometimes I used to hear a song sometimes. When I walk, lift a prominent smile in my eyes like a personal thought. And those are my shores. Even in the darkest time, it makes folks wonder why that smile. The smile transformed became love after a while. Damn, she had a style about her that kind of power trapped deep in the desert flowers. And her name was accented, lasting in my thoughts for hours, and it was a pleasure just to say it. I was almost in love, but just couldn't yet face it, because each time she liked my accented metaphors and the way I described her on faith, where she'd never seen before yet. Certain things I never lived to regret, like the first day we met. She stepped out my shower late that night, soaking wet, looking like slightly melted ice cream, looking like a perfect thing. Tugged at a towel, and there was this song, and I knew it was on before and after the song got louder and got clearer, it was on. Figured for the rest of my life, I just want to be near her. Shivers colder to the shoulders, invisible odes written in saliva across their cheeks. Made us both weak, licking both sets. Shared like pets on the face and exposed open necks. And there are a million reasons why neither one of us need to be alone. I like the line say it was all innocent, that my thoughts were pure and there was no hurt meant. She had me so good I wanted to experiment on her experience, be the first to mark certain deaths where her virginity was quiet as kept and sleeping in silence, awaiting patient fingers and tongues and deep kisses, and the motivation to be freaker yet. And all night we were wide awake, touching and talking about touching. I said we were touching. I wanted to put it all in, but was content with barely touching, massaging her mind to sleep, tippy toes in the puddles of the still waters that ran so deep, like time had been uninvented. I mean, with God, such a perfect thing, such a beautiful thing. Even with her eyes closed, she was still a human being, so soft and gentle, yet capable, beautiful down to the cuticles. And she was shy with them, her feet easily tickled. Rubbed some lotion between my fingers to remold of them, soft as moans as I grabbed a hold of them, drifting off to sleep. And she even snored a little bit, but played off the screen. My angel in the candlelit imagination, basking in the afterthought, when my eyes got wider in the darkness to better see the contours of her facial expression, made promises in her direction, things left to the night, and I thank you. I thank you for the love that knocked on forbidden doors. Let me listen.
All right, man, that was tight.
All right.
Yeah. That made me not want to say nothing no more.
No, that's inspiration to make you want to do more.
Yeah, right, like anyone, right. Just be quiet.
Oh, goodness.
That makes you want to do more.
That was bedroom bully, right?
That was bedroom bully in the house tonight. I challenged Willie with the new challenges that we have for next Tuesday.
Right
outside his box, and he proved tonight Willie can go anywhere he want to go. I knew he could. I can't wait to
next Tuesday. I'm working on him already.
You working on him already? Good, good.
Yeah.
Our challenges were Broken Spirit, Exhale, and what was the other one?
The other depressing one. Too.
What was the other one?
Let me look at my notes. The other one is Who Ate the Corn Chips.
The other one was The Truth. Those were the three. The Truth, Broken Spirit, and Exhale.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
The Truth, Broken Spirit.
Are you?
What was Spirit and Exhale,
correct.
And what else?
The Truth,
now,
Broken
you
Spirit,
come
and Exhale.
And do these two.
Y'all ain't gonna get me embarrassed now. Now that I see what y'all can do, I didn't know y'all was like this.
Oh, we play around, but we get serious.
I know it.
Everybody's just doing what they do. That's all.
But that is.
I have another one. I'm gonna have to edit this one on the fly because it's full of profanity. But
yeah, you too.
It was one where poetry gave me an opportunity to vent, so I wouldn't kill nobody. And sometimes that's what poetry is very good for. I think most of us in the room can say that poetry has saved our lives, or kept us from going to jail, or saved somebody else's life at some point. So whenever you can sit down and write out your thoughts and your feelings, it's a good thing. And
it is a good thing.
It's
therapy.
Get the opportunity to come back in the nook one more night. But the name of this poem is Mother Effin' Truth. This is the Mother Effin' Truth. Sometimes it rains harder than it need to. Sometimes not hard enough. I say, sometimes it rains harder than I need it to, but sometimes not hard enough. I am never satisfied with the ordinary. In fact, I run from the mundane and its emptiness. The sun shined on February 8th, the day that I slid from between my mother's waist. I wish it had rained. Then I would be completely satisfied, no matter how full the clouds would be. But please forgive me. I love the rain. It shields me from pain, but sometimes it rains too hard, exposing my fears and drowning out my tears. And there are times when it rains so slowly that I fall deeply into a trance. This is the mother effing truth. Sometimes the sun shines on me and my mother effing truth brighter than I need it to. Sometimes. Peace.
Oh, man, that's deep, bro. That is.
Thank you very much. That was cool.
Yeah, man, I had to come home from work and write that one.
It was one of those days. Can I say something right quick?
Yes,
you know, I got a grandson that's in a lot of trouble. And I mean, you know, not in a lot of trouble. He's gotten himself in trouble over the years. And see, what y'all do, you don't. I don't know whether you know it or not. In my opinion, but it's like what you just said a minute ago. If he had had some outlet other than the acting out, you know what I'm saying? Then
it
would have, you know, and there is, to me, there are so many of us who need that outlet. And Because, I mean, there's so many people that's been criticized for even having that creativity that you exhibit. And so, man, I, like I say, and y'all will see over time that I'm serious, and I really appreciate what y'all do more than you can imagine. And I don't realize the potential impact that you can have on any number of people, because, you know, I'm not going to get into it, but that's why I wanted to share you as best I'm able to with what I do, and which is nothing, understand me. And you, when I get in there privately, I will tell y'all exactly what I feel, but I just want y'all to know that I'm so grateful. Thank you. Appreciate y'all. And I'm back quiet.
Yeah, I for one appreciate you giving us this forum.
No, brother. It ain't no way I couldn't have.
And
no way.
And
no way.
You're right. I think with our younger generation, they have so much creative energy and nowhere to vent it. For instance, I recently went to a high school poetry slam.
Oh wow!
You would be surprised,
oh, man,
at what these young kids are writing. Mm-hmm. You would be surprised. I mean, from poet to poet, there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because these kids, they write from their heart. They don't
they
don't get on stage and try to impress anybody.
Mm-hmm.
There was this one young lady. She was 15 years old. She was pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and she wrote a poem. And as the poem progressed, it was about her about her mother and how her life has become a mirror image of her mother's life.
Mm.
And you know, her mother was pregnant at 15,
mm.
and so the cycle continues. So we think that kids are not kids don't see these cycles and don't understand what's going on. They know. They just need a place to show their creativity and talk about what's going on in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really a proponent of kids getting involved in the arts because,
mm-hmm.
you know,
they don't
have it. You know, they're taking so many other things away from them in the
mm-hmm.
school system that, you know, they really need these avenues in order to
vent
their frustration instead of going out and hitting each other.
You know, I'm going to throw this in here right quick. No, it's not a soapbox. It's not, I promise you. I'll tell you, why you think where I'm at is where I'm at is because I was batting it around in rooms, getting called names, because people say, man, wait a minute. Yeah, this ain't about that. This is about, I don't care about what nobody think. This is about what we do, what I do, what you do. You know, and it can't nobody, how's somebody going to stop your thought process like that, what you're doing, laying stuff down? And my daughter, she's teaching. She's, matter of fact, she's teaching summer school. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do, if y'all don't mind, is I'm going to get, you know, some of y'all stuff together, and I'm going to get her to share with her kids, because the kids that she's actually serving right now are, and they're a diverse population. You see what I'm saying? But she teaches math. But, you know, an inroad to their intellect, and a lot of them, you know, she was telling me, I talked with her earlier, that they don't listen. She said, and finally, she used a different little techniques or whatever, and she said, finally, the one took his hands off his head and raised his head up and looked at her, and she takes that as an indication that she said something that interested him. So I'm going to share this stuff, this poetry with her, this what y'all do, and ask her if she'll play it, and I know she will. She can record it on her phone or whatever. And for those guys to relax, because they're in environments. There are a lot of teachers that come in there aggressively they have a vendetta. You know, they are going to attack certain children. Y'all know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
And our children are going to respond. They either want to withdraw, and the creativity that you're talking about, that's the creativity that they learn to shoot guns with, that they learn to sell. It's inverted creativity. It's creativity, but it's just put in a different form. They're going to be good at whatever they do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? so this, let me say again, thank y'all, thank you, thank you. And I'm back quiet off my soapbox.
Now you right,
okay,
you right.
Leo. Okay.
All right, here I go. I am that exhaled breath of life, that wish that she was holding inside, a mind-blowing finale of flesh, the map, the treasure, the search, and the guide. I was a song hummed in her imagination. I was made manifest in a mind most fertile, only to burst forth from her lips in my own inimitable format and style. I couldn't be held back. What tools were ever built for that task? All I could do was surge forth, as if my every step was a command that the whole world could only ask. I keep my time as a separate rhythm, as she has hers, her ebbs and flows. But in harmony, a true song are we, and the music we make results in new life that grows. I'm a mad child gone wild, as orgiastic fruit, and I will perch in her bow, held back only by her quivering until she releases me and I shoot. And she is the target of my every sun ray, and in my stretching to reach her innermost spot, we race and chase each other across the heaven in a dance of love and lust that is never, ever going to stop.
Hey, man, claps, claps, claps.
All right, yo, all right.
Power move. Much.
Go ahead and do another one if you want. We're
going to
end at 9:30.
Yeah, hey, you know what? It keeps recording. I mean, it'll go, I don't know. I think I got 3 hours, you know. This.
Oh.
So, you know, you can quit whenever you get ready, but it quits. We won't get to hear it on the air, like, right now. So if anybody was in the guest room, and let me say right quick, you know, if y'all don't just take a second. Pandora, thanks for joining us. Pandora 31, guest 8202, Chatologist. Hey, thank you for joining us. Brother Alpha. Brother Alpha has a show on BTR Black Talk Radio. And there are any number of other hosts that do things poetry wise and otherwise. And hey, let me tell you, this is Nip's Poetic Nook. She and the individuals that make up her their group. And thank y'all again. You don't know. I'm telling you, I'm groveling, okay? I appreciate it. So I'm going to be quiet. Brother Alpha's on, and let me tell you, Sister Indy Declare, Sister Navazor, Sister Janice Graham, and you got to put these names in the search block, and Sister Miss Quiet Storm, and Dr. Reba, Miss Blue, there's any number of any other individuals who have some great shows over here. But thank y'all, thank y'all, thank y'all, thank y'all. I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate what you do. I mean, not just here, but what you do on a daily basis. And I want the world and the entire community to understand what's happening with Poetic Soul came in there. Get out of here. But I want to thank y'all. So I'm going to get off this here, Mike, and thank you, and I'm quiet again. Appreciate y'all.
Go ahead, Poetic.
Okay.
Really Poetic, what are you?
This is an old poem. Again, it's about reminiscing about the past. Me and another poet who is not here, we wrote it together, but I'm going to read it. It's called Big Mama Neck Bones and Pig Feet. On the way home from paying some bills, I decided to stop and get my feel. The smell was infectious. The traffic was treacherous. Seems like whenever I feel the urge, not just any food can calm my nerves. No sushi, no chicken, no burger. Nothing can make me moan. I got to have me some pig feet and neck bones. And the only place that dressed your plate up real nice was around the corner up the street, third light. Big Mama Neck Bones and Pig Feet is the place for me. And for as long as I can remember, she made everybody feel like company. Now, if you be on this vegetarian kick, this might not be the place for you. Ain't nothing but swine going down in this joint, and sometimes a cow or two. I can smell the collard greens before I hit the door. Ribs smoking on the pit by a little man called Joe. A big black skillet frying up some chops, grease flying everywhere. The kitchen is smoking hot. Big Mama always greeted you from behind the counter with a grin. Her favorite calling card is, "Baby, come in." How you folks doing? I haven't seen them in a long, long time. Tell that uncle I got some fresh pork rinds. Ah, the smell from this place makes my heart swell and race. Mm-hmm. Fresh squeezed lemonade, fried pies, and cakes. In the back of the spot there is a man standing long and slim, watching over a kettle and copper wire, pot bubbling over the rim. A quart for $5 is what it costs to take a sip. See, Slim been making this shine of here since I had Mama's milk dripping off my lips. These people have seen a lot of good times and a whole lot of bad. Then there was the time the pit caught on fire. Now those times are sad. We had to go through a whole summer without Big Mama and her institution of fine dining, smelling up the street. One whole summer without Big Mama's neck bones and pig feet.
All right.
Okay.
I remember that. That is too cute.
I only got one criticism. You done made me hungry.
Yep.
Made me hungry.
I didn't say hungry. I said hungry.
That's something I could never get a taste for with pig feet. I just couldn't understand how they ate that.
Well, you know what? I want to. You know, I can add something about that. That poem is more about reminiscing about days gone by. You know, when I first read it, a lot of people said, "Oh, all that pork, you know, all that bad food, all that kind of stuff," but there was some good memory, and that was written about an actual restaurant.
Really?
It's closed now. Yeah, it was down in the Sweet Auburn district here in Atlanta, and it's closed now. But everybody remember that place. People would come here from out of town, and that's where it was.
Right.
That's
where we came from. I just thank God because I don't think I could eat a chicken foot now.
I don't think I ever have.
I look at that. I see them in the store, and I'm like, "Oh my God, what were they eating?"
Yeah.
They had that. You know, they make a stew out of it or a soup or whatever. And I'm like, I think I'm going to bed hungry that night. I'm going to lose a whole lot of weight then. Chicken feet.
You know what? Have y'all know that when you were saying that, and this is really weird, but have y'all noticed? You know, we're not on live in the chat room anymore. Hey, there's Miss Twinkles in the room, but you know, have y'all noticed really and truly that there are certain smells that'll take you back to, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old, maybe 10, maybe 15.
Yeah.
Certain food you can taste. And, I mean, it'll take you back all the way to that time period just for a brief second, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'm older than most of you. I'm 59, so I'm going to tell you, it takes me back to them days. And when you say that, Big Mama, see, that was my grandmama's name, Big Mama. That was.
See?
Well, that's what we had then, Big Mamas. I mean, it could have been your aunt, the lady next door. But they were just called Big Mama, and they said everybody took care of everybody. So, yeah, that good food, that cornbread don't ever get old, though.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, if you leave it out, it does.
You're wrong for that. You're wrong for that.
That's me. Cornbread with fire,
okay, so
and
roses.
It ain't going nowhere.
we're off the
Yeah, if y'all want to go back to the whatever y'all want to do, it's on y'all. Hey, you know, I'm...
Well, I
want
to let these good people. I know they got to go to work in the morning and stuff like
okay.
that. Okay. So,
yeah. Y'all
want to
go back
time.
To the room?
Huh?
Yeah. Let's go back to the room.
Well, I
okay.
just shut it down, and let me say again, I'm gonna say this was a foray into wonderful poetry, some beautiful thoughts, inspiration, and encouragement, and complete enjoyment, entertainment, fun with the poets in Nooks, in Nip's Poetic Nook, and those included Sister Chuck. I'm gonna let y'all introduce yourself, please.
Chocolatey Nips.
Poetic Souls.
Neil Buck.
Bully still here.
Bedroom Bully, also known as Rhyme for Reason. I was in Rhyme for Reason mode tonight.
Was that everybody in Ski Wee?
Ski Wee 1908, who's over there crashing stuff. As we
she, yeah, she's busy making my money.
She's making your money. Oh my God.
I
didn't know when she heard that.
I ain't in it.
I ain't either.
Dippin' ain't dead, it's just been on a break.
Them two right there are true.
Oh no. Yeah.
Hey, well, all right, y'all. I'm gonna
thank you all for logging on and calling in. I thank you all. These are my nookers. These are the ones that are always there, and I thank y'all. I'm so proud of Mr. Bedroom Bully tonight. He has showed out tonight.
Yeah, me and Bully got to have a long talk.
Yeah, he kept his word, and he came in here and swept the floor with it. He took us to a whole new level. Wow.
I think you need to go on and grab the mic in the room, Nips.
Okay. All right. I'm off the phone. And
all
right.
I'll catch y'all in the room.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, y'all. I appreciate it.
Peace.
Thank
y'all
so much. Appreciate it. Talk to you later. In just a minute.